The Yearbook Sportscast. I'm your host, Doug. Preseason hockey. Yes. Although there's no games on now, so let's hurry up and do this. Says in the yearbook at hotmail.com to contact us. We're available on iTunes. The Richmond Flying Squirrels minor league baseball team did, in fact, finish the season leading the Eastern League in attendance with nearly 6,200 a game. Please refer to an earlier podcast. Also, Tim Tebow, who was playing in that same league for Binghamton, wound up getting injured, and even though he's still part of the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, when the Rumble Ponies were playing their final homestand of the season early this month, Tim Tebow, on the same day, was actually co-hosting a pregame show on the SEC Network. Please refer to an earlier podcast. It seems like common knowledge that minor league baseball players struggle with low salaries as they try to make the big leagues. That was one of the many, many themes in Bull Durham, and that movie was made in the 80s. But how low those salaries are can be really surprising, so surprising that several ex-minor leaguers have waged lawsuits looking for a bump up, and one ex-player came up with a stock market-type system that provides prospects with needed cash now that they pay back as a percentage of their major league salary if they ever make it. The story is, if you do the math, players on Major League farm teams don't even make minimum wage. That is not adjusted for inflation. It's not a special athletes and entertainers graphic. It's not graded on any kind of a curve. They do not make minimum wage. Or at least they didn't until the near government shutdown just last March. Forget the politics. On page 1,967 of the funding bill that prevented the shutdown is a provision to pay minor league baseball players a, quote, weekly salary equal to the minimum wage, close quote. But that wasn't really the big picture of the lawsuits. The point was the much larger issue of the minor leaguers receiving the protections that go along with the minimum wage. And they still don't have that. This is what's going on. First-year Bush leaguers make $1,100 a month, a figure that would now rise to $1,160 a month, which would equal the national minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. Reportedly, most of the players wind up with $7,500 or less total for a season that generally runs from the first week of April until the first week of September minus playoffs. So just like in the movies, the prospect and their families, if they have one, take a huge gamble on that player making the big time. Except this is more than a huge gamble. This is gross. They're not paid in the off season or for spring training. So that means maybe about 6 months, maybe, to find another job. Employers, especially good ones, really love help that's only available for a few months. And you can't hold a job during spring training, so that's a month without pay. And even during the season, and this is where those minimum wage protections come in that we mentioned, players outwork their timesheet. There is no overtime. Anyone who's any good at baseball shows up to the stadium early and stays late. Weightlifting, film study, perusing scouting reports, batting practice, fielding practice, extra batting practice. This averages to about 50 or more hours of work a week. That's unpaid. Major League Baseball is the one who pays the minor league salaries, and MLB used every knee-jerk reaction in the book to argue against a humane pay raise. Last year, Commissioner Rob Manfred, who's been a public speaking disaster the last two seasons, hinted to the LA Times that increasing minor salaries might mean fewer minor jobs. Teams might just go with having fewer players down on the farm. Stories of minor league cheap hotels are common, but that's the good news. Some teams are fortunate enough to have host families that take in one or several players, but if that's not the case, prospects are actually on their own for living quarters for home games. Thus, you get situations where several guys are living in a small apartment, a few to a room, mattresses on the floor, in sometimes unsanitary conditions. So the commissioner of baseball is telling those guys, don't rock the boat. That won't be good for anybody. More knee-jerk stuff. MLB has reportedly worked hard to classify minor baseballers as seasonal apprentices rather than employees. And again, MLB didn't do itself any favors by naming the aforementioned legislation the Save America's Pastime Act. Keep in mind, we're saving America's pastime from the players who play America's pastime. Not only is the name off-putting, so is the actual set of parentheses in the wording of the regulation that says, quote, but not spring training or the offseason, end quote. As in, Ball players will make a weekly salary, but not in spring training or the offseason. And this whole ridiculous practice, the most ridiculous thing, which is saying a lot, might be not paying anyone during spring training, the time when they're doing the most work-related work and learning. Baseball argues McDonald's minimum wage workers can't opt to stay late and stay on the clock, but players already live in constant fear of being released, so they don't have any leverage. And anyone who's ever seen Hard Knocks knows how much extra work and study teams require athletes to do. As far as these guys knew what they were getting into, many of them didn't. They certainly didn't think they'd be making good money, but they also didn't think they'd be below the poverty line and kept there by a long season with a short offseason, all while possibly living in squalor. Thankfully, young athletes never need to worry about dating. You knew what you were getting into. Just stay alone and celibate for 7 years until you retire broke or worse in massive debt. On the big league side, this is, of course, completely about money. The NFL doesn't have any minor league system. By relying completely on college football, the NFL spends nothing on development. MLB does fund the most widespread farm system in sports, but doesn't want to spend another cent of its $12 billion in yearly revenue. The Major League Players Union says it's with the guys on the farm, but hasn't really done anything, including help them unionize. Bush League Baseball is a niche sport, so national attention is scarce, and Major League Baseball owners and players don't seem to care much, so basically, no one is standing up for the prospects, the guys you see directly in front of your face in Grand Junction, Sacramento, Reno, and everywhere else are just invisible.